Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What causes many of the problems we face in society today? Problems like homelessness, drug and alcohol addiction, broken families, rebellion, and even suicide. Medical science provides insights that are not new, nor are they necessarily concealed. But many of us may not be aware of the discoveries that may revolutionize our perceptions on some of the most prevalent issues of the day. Jimmy Amata joins us offering his eye-opening perspective. Jimmy has been deeply touched by the Lord Jesus Christ, and even through Jimmy's conversion experience. Well, he's shared on our show before, and together with Suzanne, myself, our team, we reiterate the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show. My friend, it's to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ, for you to know his love, for you to experience what it means beyond theories, beyond just philosophy, but a personal relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ, through Christ who loved you so much that he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, who has touched Jimmy Yamada, will touch you today. Whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through, however down you may be feeling, or however hopeless you might think your situation is, there is always hope in Jesus. Would you turn your heart to Christ? Would you open your heart to him and receive him as your Savior and Lord? Would you take that step of faith? That's our hope and our prayer. Jimmy Yamada is the CEO of A1A Electrician and serves on the board of Teen Challenge. He's also on the advisory board of Salvation Army, Young Life, and our own JCCY. He's the senior pastor of Cedar Assembly of God and on the board of Hope Hawaii with Don O'Brien. He's married to Diana. Jimmy, welcome back to our show.
It's good to be back, Danny.
What have you found in the existing literature about the major cause of drug and alcohol addiction?
I came across this ACE study, Adverse Childhood Experiences Study, a number of years ago. And I was a little surprised that medical science actually presents a case, a strong case, for the cause of addiction. And that cause is early childhood trauma.
Go further. The trauma, that's the question. You know, is there more than meets the eye? When we see someone who's addicted, we see someone whose life is falling apart, they're emaciated physically, and you can see them dwindling on the inside as well. So what impact does trauma have? What's the connection?
What Kaiser Permanente did, Dr. Felitti led the study. It was a large study. I think it was over 9,000 recipients. They sent out like 14,000, 15,000 mailers, and they got maybe almost 10,000 responses. So it's a really large study. And what they found by taking a survey of the state that they were in, addiction, looking for addiction, a connection to addiction, they found that any child that grew up in an environment where their mothers were abused, the child had either sexual abuse, psychological, emotional abuse, he had, in the home, he had someone in the home living that either went to prison, tried to commit suicide, had drug use. And so there were seven major traumas. I think I just listed six, but there were seven major traumas that they found that if someone was had underwent four or more of the seven major traumas, and there's more than seven, then the study showed that there were 400% to 1,200% more likely to become addicted. And from that, I would go further to say that I think many of the dysfunctions that we have, the ones that you listed, go back to early childhood trauma. And the trauma is not just a one-time event. It's a continuous event. It's from when they were really young. In fact, some of the other studies tell us that the child in the womb can experience stress and trauma, especially the child between 1 to 2, 3 years old, from 0 to 3 years old, when the brain is still developing. The child that undergoes trauma, medical science knows that the brain becomes cross-wired. It's sort of jammed up. And Danny, you know I'm an electrician, right? Mm-hmm. So I know about wiring.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So the cortisol level, the dopamine level, the receptors, the endorphins, they all get jammed up in the brain. And that brain almost imprints like a stronghold on the child. I'll just call it a stronghold, whereby for the rest of his life, he's struggling with something, but he don't know what.
A proclivity is developed and emerges where one will have a greater likelihood an addiction of some kind.
Right.
So the issue, now going back to trauma, it seems almost cyclical, because a lot of what we talked about, the things that I had mentioned in the introductory remarks, if we say those addictions and suicide are affected by trauma, but they themselves affect trauma, it feeds into each other.
Yeah.
Is there a deeper root in order for us to address the issue of trauma, if that's a root cause or one of the root causes?
You're asking again?
Yeah. So what if trauma is a root cause, is there something beneath that?
No, I think I would say that the trauma causes or impacts the brain. And so because the brain is miswired, cross-wired,
mm-hmm.
then I would say that although the trauma caused the brain to be, I'll just say jammed up in Hawaiian terms, then it's actually the brain and its impact and everything in the brain, you know, the executive portion, the prefrontal cortex, and all the different, they have all these different brain parts, right? So that then becomes the root cause. One of the books that we'll probably talk about a little bit, In the Realm of Hungry Ghosts, written by Gabor Mate, he basically writes that once the brain is, I'll say in electrical terms, cross-wired, then effectively, he writes in his book, their brains never had a chance because of the trauma. And again, in his book, some of the studies that they have, medical science has, is that the child is affected in the womb. So we have explicit memory and implicit memory. Explicit is when you have something, you remember it, you know what happened, and that the trauma was caused by someone beat you up or a rape or your parents continually scolding you. Whereas implicit memory, you have an emotional experience imprinted on your brain, on your soul, I'll say, and you don't remember it because it happened between either in the womb or, well, I'll just say 1 to 2 years old, 3 years old. We don't remember, right?
Mm-hmm.
So people are struggling with difficulties, trauma, but they don't know what caused it, so they can't solve it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Jimmy, when we come back, let's as we carry on, let's talk about this the cross wiring of the brain, and even how it might relate to maybe a deeper issue, or this issue of being disconnected. The question being, is it really a drug problem, a problem of addiction, or is it a family problem, a problem of disconnectedness? Now, Jimmy Amata joining us. It's good to have an electrician who is able to talk about dopamine and cortisol and those things, and being mixed up, cross-wired, as he says. You ever wonder if people actually ever did have a chance? Now, there's two sides to it. Number one, one might say, well, that sounds like it could be an excuse. Well, but if medical technology is saying that there are these clear effects, and Jimmy will share more data, more information, more of the research that he's found. But what do we do about this? We're going to spend a little bit more time just talking about the problem and some of the solutions, the reasons why they are the way they are. But in this show, there's going to be a challenge too. The challenge comes from Teen Challenge, which Jimmy Amata is a member of the board. More from Jimmy when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Yeah, it was called the Adverse Childhood Experience, ABC, the ABC study by Kaiser Permanente and Dr. Felitti. And they found that there are some crosswirings, as Jimmy Amata would say, that take place because caused by a childhood trauma, which creates a proclivity, a leaning towards a greater likelihood of addictive behavior. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer. I'm so glad you're with us today. We're digging a little deep here, but hoping and working towards, by God's grace, moving towards a solution and helping to improve our society. You can find out more about Teen Challenge Hawaii, of which Jimmy Amata is a member of the board, at facebook.com/Teen Challenge Hawaii. That's facebook.com/Teen Challenge Hawaii. Jimmy, let's talk a little bit about a child feeling disconnected and how that relates to trauma, and what might happen as a result of that, and maybe some studies that you have read.
Before I go on, Danny, let me just correct you on the website. I think the best website would be to try to connect to Teen Challenge Hawaii instead of the Facebook.com. Did the Facebook.com lead you there? I'm not sure about that one.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
So you can go ahead and put in Teen Challenge Hawaii.
Yeah, that's probably the better one because that goes to our website. And the website have the studies that we are talking about. So, sorry, Danny. Just repeat your question again.
A child who feels disconnected. What research have you found? What has the research shown regarding that?
Well, again, it goes back to the A study. But I think as we look forward to the solution, let me say that I think the key is that As we look at Teen Challenge, we want to look and say it's not an addiction problem that we have. The child needs a family. God made the children to have a family. So what we know we need is family connection. There's a study on the Rat Park. A guy, Bruce Alexander, did a study. And the study that we have with rats is you put a rat in a cage, you give him drug water, he drinks the drug water, and he dies. So the conclusion was that drugs were bad for rats, drugs are bad for people. But what Bruce Alexander did was he put the rats that he ran them through just about a two-month test, gave them drug water. They became addicts, rat addicts, and then he put them in a rat park, and he found that majority of the rats, given a choice of drug water or regular water, acclimated away from the drug water when they could have fun, play around, play football, basketball, surf in rat park. They had sawdust on the ground. They could make babies, and so as we look at that, now we don't need rats to know what God said, what we should do. You know, it's family, right? God made family. We can look at the Trinity. There's a picture there of the family. God made Adam and Eve for the family. God gave the family, and God said it's not good to be alone. So the solution to the addiction problem, part of the solution, what Teen Challenge believes, is to live life as a family and to be able to say, as Jesus would say, I'm going to live life with you. I love you the way you are, but I don't want to leave you the way you are. So I want to help you. So the thinking is that if we look at the addict not as someone that we dislike, or like a leper. You know, medical science for addiction is way ahead of medical treatment, whereas in medical science for cancer, it's almost right up with medical treatment. So we need to look at the addict not as just someone that his genes made him that way. He was predisposed to addiction, or choice. He's just been making bad choices. We need to look at the addict from God's view, that Jesus died for the addict. He loves the addict. So if we could look at the addict and say, the message that we want to bring from Teen Challenge is to say, love thy addict, and rebuild the family. That's the essence of Teen Challenge, family.
Jimmy, may I ask, I know that alcohol is considered a drug, but have the studies found a difference with alcoholism has supposedly been related to being genetic? Is there a difference?
Well, the problem with studies is everyone has their studies, right?
Yes.
So I don't know what studies you're referring to, and I can't speak to those studies. But
okay.
What I do know is we have medical science, and we know that medical science says that trauma is very highly correlated with addiction, whether it be drugs or alcohol. One of the things in the book that we'll eventually get to, I'll just jump in and out of the book, Gabor Mate, In the Realm of Hungry Ghosts. One of the things that he presents is that whether it be the addict or the alcoholic, he is trying to get rid of his pain.
Yes.
Addiction is a means of medicating for the pain that they have. So the trauma causes pain, and they're trying to get rid of the pain. So the people can make all the studies that they want, and correlation is not causation, unless it's the right correlation. And I think for us, when we can make the correlation and look at the Bible, and what we're looking at correlates with the Bible, then I can say, well, that's the cause, because God says it's not good to be alone.
Yes.
So the addict, oftentimes the addict and the alcoholic, outside of the times that they're partying with their friends, they enter into this realm of being alone. They just want to be alone, right?
Yes.
So the big problem is not the drug, it's the loneliness that, you know, makes the pain, that amplifies the pain.
Yes.
What else can we learn, Jimmy? What about the study from the Vietnam War, going back to, I think, 1975?
Yeah, that's a really neat study. Again, the study presents the case that the Vietnam heroin addicts, who were mainly functioning addicts for 2 years, when they went back to their families, 95% of them moved away from addiction, from the heroin. Hmm. So keep in mind that these are functioning addicts, because you have to be a functioning addict, heroin addict, to fight the war. Otherwise, they kick you out, right? Or you never make it into, you know, you never pass basic training. So these were functioning addicts. And it was only for 2 years. So one of the things that I think we can learn from the Vietnam study, which is called the Southeast Asia study, is that if we catch the addiction early, before it becomes chronic, then there's a better chance of healing. And naturally, the healing is still, again, back to basics, the family.
Yes.
God made the family for healing.
Well, Jimmy, You've mentioned the book by Dr. Gabor Maté. In the realm of hungry ghosts, Dr. Maté writes, emotional nurture is an absolute requirement for healthy neurobiological brain development. Now, the child needs to be in an attachment relationship with at least one reliably available, protective, psychologically present, and reasonably unstressed adult. Well, those are, when you read it, there's a semblance of comfort just by reading it, because we all long for that. Now, the problem is, as Jimmy, as you've been touching on throughout in these first couple segments of the show, is that there is a lack of that in our society, and therefore people move towards addictive behavior because of the cross-wiring that takes place in the brain. When we come back, more from Jimmy Yamada. He's mentioned Teen Challenge Hawaii. We'll learn more about how he got involved with Teen Challenge and what's the vision, the mission, or even the current objective of Teen Challenge Hawaii. Now, as we speak about these things, you may, on the one hand, feel like, well, this doesn't really touch my life. You know, my life is pretty smooth. Things are going quite well. Or you may be attuned to what's being said, your ears perked up because it's touching your life. Someone, or perhaps yourself, is being touched. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Road of desperate life. Aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Yes, Gabor Maté, Dr. Gabor Maté, in his book In the Realm of Hungry Ghosts, writes, The three environmental conditions absolutely essential to optimal human brain development are nutrition, physical security, and consistent emotional nurturing. Well, the first two, you can certainly see that, and society in many ways provides that to a large extent. But it's that third one, the consistent emotional nurturing, that is really a gap in our society. And that's where Teen Challenge comes in, Teen Challenge Hawaii. And today, Jimmy Amata, our guest, is sharing about providing a solution for this so-called gap. Or let's just call it a problem or a major issue in our society today. Find out more at teenchallengehawaii.com. Again, teenchallengehawaii.com. Jimmy, how did you get involved with Teen Challenge Hawaii?
As God will do, he tricked me. A number of years ago, I was doing different Bible studies. I always had Bible studies in the church. I was always doing Bible studies in the church. I did one for Salvation Army for about 18 years. And then, but in the late 90s, he sent a Teen Challenge, the director, executive director, Steve Boston, and he preached on Teen Challenge, and God moved me a little bit. But one of the pastor's wives, Dora Chua, told me, you should think about hosting Teen Challenge. So that Thanksgiving, we hosted them for lunch and swimming, and they really enjoyed it. My wife made a giant spread. And then eventually I thought, and then God put the thought in my brain. I thought, I wonder if they like Bible studies, because I like Bible studies. And so I called them up. They allowed me to come in, and I started doing Bible studies for them. Eventually that stopped, and a number of years ago, they asked me to join the board. So I joined, maybe that was, might have been 10 years ago. So I joined the board, and we've been talking about how we can have a greater impact. And late last year, I came up with the suggestion that we should try to reach out into the business community and bring on advisors. Board advisor, advisory board, build an advisory board, like how Danny has. Mm-hmm. And so I volunteered for that. And so during that period, before that and after that, I started reading more and more and more, and voila, here we are. Age study, Gabor Mate, the brain, trauma, drug addiction. But we also recognize in Teen Challenge that with our capacity, which currently is about 30, we're going to the outer islands, Maui, and we're on Kauai now, and Maui. We're on the Big Island. Maui is the next one that we want to start up in next January. But we know that we can't handle the whole state. So our current program is what we call a partnering program. We want to come and help you, the body of Christ, either the church or the businesses or whoever, whatever small groups people have. We want to come and help you first gain the knowledge about the cause of addiction, gain a knowledge that early childhood trauma. And we have a number of things that we would love to see. Number one, we want to say, love thy addict. The message we want to bring is, love thy addict. But we also want to be sure that parents don't feel bad about what they're doing. But we're not there yet, but we want to let parents know that the most important time for raising kids is in the womb, while the babies are growing from 0 months to to 36 months while the brain is forming. What we know, what medical science knows, is that this is according to Gabor Mate, if a mother is carrying a baby and feeding a baby, and the mother is not loving on the baby the way Jesus would, and she's not looking into his eyes, the baby can feel it and he can tell. If the mother is stressed, the baby can feel it and he can tell. How do we know a baby's that smart? Yes, they are created in the image of God. So part of what we want to do is through education, or at least just be aware, for mothers to be aware, and can be any grandparent. So love your babies, love your bambinos. Later on, I'll talk about a book by Pastor Rob Gross, You're My Bambino, and I think he has some very interesting solutions for how we can get back to fathers loving their children, mothers loving their children, having fathers turning their hearts to the children turning their hearts back to the fathers. So maybe if we have time, we'll talk about that.
Well, how does the trauma and addictive effects on the brain relate to the generational curse spoken of in Exodus 20?
Well, I think the way God made the brain is, once the brain becomes cross-wired, then the child that's growing up, he's not able to get the type of pleasure that he should have just from normal things like eating and music, et cetera, et cetera. Because the brain is also jammed, or I'll just say jammed up, some of exploratory, the interest, you know, having dreams and wanting to do great things, that's also affected. So the child that doesn't have the proper nurturing, it affects just his life growing up. So he becomes, it's almost like they're missing out on life because they don't have joy and they don't have excitement and they don't have anticipation. They don't feel like they have a mission. So they're self-adjusting. They're correcting themselves. And so the child gets a little bit, I'll just say his life becomes jammed up.
Mm-hmm. So, Jimmy, it sounds to me like we not only need to be working with these children, but working with parents that are having families.
Both, yeah. I mean, right.
Absolutely.
Right. So that's for the body of Christ to know.
Yes.
That. So we need, and you know, every church has their how to raise children God's way, right?
Yes.
But who takes the courses? So part of that is, the message is for the church, we want to get the word out that there is severe dysfunction in the brain, and so therefore what you have now is you have a generational curse in Exodus that God talks about. So the father becomes, I'll just say, he's jammed up, mm-hmm. and they don't treat their children, or maybe not on purpose now, they may be working, so they're stressed because of their job, the finances. And so the child is affected, and as he becomes a father, then he does the same thing. Now, if he's doing drugs or alcohol, or they could even be striving, overcompensating, overworking. Not all people who go through trauma do drugs.
Right.
A lot of them, they adjust by becoming if the mother's really, really dysfunctional, then the child got to take care of the mother. So there's a lot of stress that comes from trying to be the parent when you're 8 to 10 or 15. So it just affects the whole family, right? Whether it's drugs or, you know, a child working. Now, a father will work 12 hours, so the child will work 12 hours. Or the father will not work, so the child won't work. Homelessness is not because the people are not capable. The homelessness is because they've lost their desire, they've lost their incentive in some way. Or, again, childhood trauma are affecting them, and so now they become homeless, not by choice, right?
Is PTSD a part of this conversation?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so.
I think all dysfunction are part of early childhood trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm an electrician and a small kind pastor. So it's my opinion. It's not a professional one. But we're certainly trying to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Doing something about
and
it.
And educating.
Right. Education first.
Yes.
Well, go to teenchallengehawaii.com, and Jimmy Yamada and the Teen Challenge students and staff, they're speaking on speaking about the truth of what they found about addiction, what causes addiction. Medical science shows some of these answers. What are some practical things we all can do? Again, you can find out more at teenchallengehawaii.com. When we come back from our break, practical steps that can be taken. You've heard Jimmy use the phrase, love thy addict. It might be somewhat new to you. You may not have heard that very often. Well, what does it mean? And what about Teen Challenge love in action? What is the love model that Teen Challenge has to share? There's another part that I may even bring up, which has something to do with describing buffet Christians in relation to whom we love. This and more from Jimmy Yamada when we come back.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
TeenChallengeHawaii.com. That's how you can find out more about hearing Jimmy and the staff of Teen Challenge Hawaii and students share some of these truths that they're discovering regarding trauma and the impact on the brain, the cross-wiring, incorrect wiring that goes on and that causes a higher probability of addiction. You can find out more, again, at TeenChallengeHawaii.com. Maybe you caught the tail end of the last segment and are tuning in right now. You want the whole program? You can certainly get it in its entirety for free at thegoodlifehawaii.com. And as you do, think of who you can share it with, a family member or friend. Jimmy, you mentioned the phrase, love thy addict. What does that mean?
Right now, the general population, and I'm talking the non-Christian world and the Christian world, looks at the addict as kind of like a leper. And I'm talking about not the one that just uses drugs to, you know, he's the functioning addict, but the chronic addict. No one really wants to help the chronic addict because they're going to lie, cheat, steal from you. And they're going to want more, more, and more, and more. And there's no end, right? So the addict is really an outcast. And so that's kind of the way that people look at the addict. What we want to do is we want to change the paradigm of how people look at the addict, whether chronic or not, and we want people to love their addict, the addict that, and it's almost a play on Jesus' love thy neighbor. Mm-hmm. So if they can love their addict, then they can pray and say, or pray to God, or get connected with others, and say, how can we love them together, connect with their family? And if you have an addict in your family, if you can think how can you love them? Now, one of the things we all know is that you cannot just give a baby candy and you're going to love the baby and the baby going to cry and you give them candy, right? You have in loving the baby, there's things you need to do. In the loving the addict, one of the things we know the addict needs is he needs protection. So part of loving the addict is to protect them. How do you protect them? So the broad picture is that we want to bring training to the families, to the people, to the churches, to even the businesses, to be able to say to the addict, if anyone is addicted or anyone in the family, if you have an addiction, I want to help you. But you want to, you need to want to be healed. So part of the protection is they have to be protected. The number one protection they need is, well, it's really more than number one, but there's really four or five things that a family can do. You have to protect them from the drug dealer, from the drug source. You have to know, do they really want to get healed? Because if they don't want to be healed, it's like if someone doesn't want to become a Christian, forcing them at gunpoint to say, I trust in Jesus is not going to do any good, right?
Exactly.
There's a role of accountability, but then there's a role of, I will walk with you. We are on a journey. We're going to solve this together. But I think a lot of the addicts don't want to let their families know that they're addicts because they're going to be outcast.
Right.
So Jimmy, what about the buffet Christian? In relation to whom we love?
Well, I think it's kind of like a buffet. You know, we go to a buffet. My wife takes the takes the meat. I take the vegetables. But that's how we You know, that's how most Christians are, myself included. We live the words of Jesus that we like. We don't live all the words of Jesus. We pick and choose, right? Myself included. So when Jesus says, I think Jesus would say, love thy addict. Jesus would say, love the ones in prison, right? If you go and visit the ones in prison, well, the addict is really in prison. If you give them a drink of water, you give them some food. But what he's really saying is, how can you love them and help them? So if the addict is really, really, really bad, one of the suggestions that I have, and I know this works, is families can say, if you go into Teen Challenge, it's a one-year program, and, you know, there's other programs. Salvation Army is good, six-month program. Mm-hmm. But if you go into Teen Challenge, if you graduate, you know, because you want a new life, if you graduate, I will walk with you. You can, you know, if they're part of the family, they can say, you can live with me again. But I'm now going, when you come back, I'm going to UA you. I'm going to test you to keep you free.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't just take the word for it, because an addict will lie, whether they're kids or not. They might have, you know, anytime anyone has fear, they'll lie, right? So one of the things we want to do is we want to build a network of people who really want to help people. And if we can somehow work together, and each church can work within their own realm, right? But for Teen Challenge, we want to say, we want to come and help train you on how to do this, because Teen Challenge has been doing it. Our church has a program, and we're sort of doing the same thing, not what Teen Challenge is doing, but so we know the things that work, and we know the things that don't work. And what doesn't work is just to hope your child will break free of his addiction and come to his senses. He will not by himself. And so there's some deep inner healing that I think if they go and get Rob Gross's book, Love Thy, You're My Bambino, or go take one of his courses, connect with Rob Gross, Mountain View Church. They have a way of dealing with the deeper issue. So there's a spiritual healing that needs to take place. There's a physical healing that needs to take place. The brain needs to heal. When a person takes drugs, his dopamine level increases for cocaine, 300% of the dopamine level. Food is 50%. Sex is 100% of dopamine level. Ice, 1,200%, 12 times the normal dopamine level. So what the brain does is, when the dopamine level goes wacko, 1,200%, 300%, the brain starts killing off the receptors so that the person cannot get pleasure. Well, any person that cannot get pleasure will increase the dosage, so then they get either overdose or they become addicted to a different drug, because they're always looking for that
new high.
A new high. Actually, they're not really looking for the high as much. Initially, it was the high, but eventually, all they're doing is medicating the pain,
mm-hmm.
and trying to get rid of the withdrawals that they have.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no high after an addict is taking for years. A chronic addict doesn't get high. They just medicate.
You know, Jimmy, I'm just imagining, too, you mentioned prison, what a program like this could do of educating in prison. Again, it's got to be someone that wants to recover and wants this, but... So many of our prisoners are there because of drugs.
Yeah. Yeah. The problem with prison is that when they come out, they go back to the same gang that they had, right?
Exactly.
And so what we need is, we need for them, the prisoners, when they come out of prison, what they want to know is, where am I going to live? Where am I going to work? Who my new family is going to be? If we can answer those things, which Teen Challenge actually answers, then you have a shot at new life transformation.
Yes.
For the prisoners.
Well, Jimmy Yamada, you are hard at work by the grace of God. It's one of the things I just admire and look up to is, you know, we have problems in our society. And some of us look at the problems, some of us give commentaries on the problems, some of us philosophize or theorize about the problem, but not many get in there and try to provide solutions to the problem. And the Lord has certainly graced you with that heart.
Such a generous heart.
TeenChallengeHawaii.com. You can connect with Jimmy Yamada and the Teen Challenge Hawaii students and staff and find out more about loving thy addict, love in action. Find out more at TeenChallengeHawaii.com. Jimmy, thank you for coming. Thank you for sharing and
educating us.
Certainly. And so fluid.
What an honor to be with Danny and Suzanne.
Thank you, Jimmy.
My friend, I hope that as you've listened to Jimmy Yamada today, that you've been stirred. I realize that you've probably been stirred in many ways, and I think that stirring is good. Find out more at teenchallengehawaii.com. You know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, this is a perfect moment, we believe, for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your financial support and prayer, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Proverbs 13:4, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. It's always a blessing to be with you. Special thank you to Jimmy Yamada, TeenChallengeHawaii.com. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.